The Massachusetts Health Connector will launch the new online health insurance marketplace on November 15th. Thousands of people across the state who have Health Connector coverage now or were placed in temporary plans over the last year will have to use the new website to submit an application if they want to remain insured. Jean Yang, the executive director of the Health Connector, held a press conference at Caring Health Center in Springfield Monday, where she promised there will be a functional website for people to start using this Saturday.
This is a system that has already been deployed in other states, so we have done work to enhance the system and make it fit Massachusetts, so we believe that this is going to deliver a better performance.
Technical problems plagued the Connector's website last year after it was redesigned to conform to the Federal Affordable Care Act, causing delays for thousands of people to purchase insurance. Yang said the goal with this open enrollment is to make sure people have no gap in their health insurance coverage.
There is always a lot of pressure. This is part of the lessons learned. We have learned a lot from last year's experience. We're doing a lot of things right this time. Thanks to the tremendous work done by a lot of people, we believe that we're going to make it and the market will be pleased.
Yang said the new system at mahealthconnector.org will feature a shorter application.
So we believe that it's a very good system from a user-friendliness perspective. That being said, health insurance is complicated. Application for health insurance is a complicated process, especially for people who are seeking subsidy. There will be a host of questions that need to be answered. So we do rely on the market to provide the necessary support for these people so that they can go through a smooth application process.
The new health insurance exchange cost Massachusetts taxpayers an additional $26 million, according to the Patrick administration. The Connector has spent $254 million on information technology in the last 5 years, which is $80 million more than what was budgeted, according to the Boston Globe. Jacqueline Johnson, Chief Operations Officer at Caring Health Center, said despite the technical difficulties with the Connector's website, her agency was able to help almost 25,000 people apply for health insurance through the state's exchange.
Paper enrollment was our biggest friend last year, and there was not a day a single navigator sat and didn't do over 5 applications. We were inundated, but we were available, and we had the staff, the manpower to do that.
Caring Health Center is one of 15 organizations in the Health Connector's navigation program, which was set up to help people with the insurance application process. The navigator services are free to the public. Heather Goodhine, who runs the navigator program at Caring Health Center, said she's seen a preview of the new Health Connector website.
We've gone onto the system, and in a training environment, we were able to help someone enroll in a health insurance that was right for them.
Health Connector officials say more than 400,000 people who are currently in a Connector insurance plan will need to apply for coverage during the open enrollment period. That includes 9,000 people who were kept on temporarily in a state-subsidized plan that was extended through January 2015 because of the website problems. The state is doing outreach through direct mailings, robocalls, TV ads, and enrollment events to reach the people who must sign up for insurance during the open enrollment period. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.